720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, in studio with us, and of course on the road. On this show, we talk transformative travel, getting out, seeing the world, and how that can affect what it is you do, how you feel, and some of these adventures that happen, whether they're adventures for your work, for sports, for just for vacation with the family, or the road trips, things like that. In studio with us is a guy that I've known for a number of years, and he is always out and about, you know, one of the top social media guys out there, one of the top DJs out there, one of the top producers out there, and it's great to have him in here in studio at WGN. It is DJ Manny. Welcome to Chicago, number one, and welcome to WGN.
What's up, Dane? It's the boy DJ Manny. I'm finally here, back in Chicago.
And you made it. You are physically in the space. You're in studio, a place that you are comfortable with for sure, but your path here was a little rocky, right? Because, you know, of course, people will know St. Croix, that is, you know, your home island. So many challenges have happened there. You ended up going through one of the hurricanes. People don't necessarily remember. There was a multitude, maybe it was a two or three different hurricanes that kind of went through that area this past fall. And so talk a little bit about, you were there for one. It sort of missed St. Croix. It didn't hit it that hard. And then you got a direct hit.
Yeah, so Hurricane Irma missed St. Croix by a few miles, and then Hurricane Maria came like the week after. So it was like two hurricanes in 2 weeks. So that was really wild. I luckily got out on the first and last flight, the first flight after Hurricane Irma and the last flight before Hurricane Maria. So I was really lucky to get out.
And you had texted me that you were in town, and I had asked what for, and you were getting your scuba diving. You were doing some scuba diving.
Yeah.
But think about this. So you're living in St. Croix, some of the best diving, scuba diving, snorkeling, probably in the world happening there. Great waters, beautiful fish, all that kind of stuff. But instead, you're going to fly all the way to Chicago for some of the probably not greatest, but there was a reason you were here, right?
Yeah, it was really random. I was supposed to go to Key Largo. That's the funny thing about it. I was supposed to go to Key Largo, and then Key Largo got destroyed by Hurricane Irma. I was supposed to meet up with my friend Amber in Key Largo. So that happened, and I was like, let's just meet up in Chicago, and then we'll plan from there. And I just flew out of Chicago right after Hurricane Irma, and then Hurricane Maria hit out of the blue, like in less than 3 days. It just formed and just destroyed St. Croix.
I know some of the, you know, with so much happening, whether it's Houston and the flooding and, of course, Florida, and everybody's heard about all the things that have happened and are still going on, and the challenges in Puerto Rico. So a lot of times with the U.S. Virgin Islands, and they got hit by all of that stuff, but they haven't been on the front page. You know, they haven't gotten a lot of attention. I know the need is there, and I know that there's a lot of damage. So, but just communication-wise, have you been able to communicate with people back in the island? And how is St. Croix doing?
Wow, St. Croix is really in a mess right now. And communication-wise, like the cell towers have been down. A number of networks, you cannot really contact people like that. There's loss of power, so like about 70 to 80% of the island still doesn't have any power. And people are evacuating on cruise ships, however they can get off St. Croix, they're trying to get off.
And you haven't really, have you been back since?
I haven't been back since.
Yeah, because I knew that you were up here, but then, you know, it's tough to get back, tough to communicate. And plus, what would you be going back
exactly
to? I think you sent me a picture, right? There's not a ton.
My roof is gone. Like, my whole house is condemned. And that's really wild seeing that. And then people are like, are you going to go back? Like, I'm literally going back to a disaster zone. I don't want to be in a disaster zone, you know?
We talk about it. That here in Chicago, where, you know, there's a lot of things and people will always complain about. We won't complain when we're Chicagoans, we're tough and we can handle the winter, no problem. But when it comes to, you know, what are, when we're asked the weather downsides or the downsides in general, it's probably the winters. You know, the winters are tough and typically they can be unpleasant, but summers here are great. And here's one of the other things is that we just don't have a lot of the things front of mind as far as disasters or issues to worry about. You know, we typically don't have earthquakes. I know someone may text in that there was an earthquake back in 18 something. But typically we don't, you know, unlike let's say Kansas or let's say Oklahoma, we're not worried about tornadoes, hurricanes. We don't have to worry about that stuff. Wild animals, you know, the opportunity to go outside and get eaten by, you know,
a cougar,
a gator, right? pretty low, right? So it's a pretty safe place to be. And so when some of these stories come in, it's tough for us to relate personally to it. But when you're down there, like on those islands, and granted it's happened, is it always something that happened? I know when we did some work with the St. Croix Foundation, one of the ways that it originated was from, was it Hurricane
Hugo? I think it was Hugo, and that was like in 1990?
It was many years ago. So it's the kind of thing that's always sort of in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm. And they've been talking about it since I was a little boy. It was like Hugo was so bad, and I still used to hear about it. And now I think they have a new one, Hurricane Maria, to talk about. So they're going through that, and it's like, it's kind of wild, like, just like seeing the pictures, it's like it's almost like it's not real. Like I still can't even imagine that I lost my home still at this point.
Yeah, we're going to have we'll have some links up at WGNradio.com. And I know that we're going to be getting involved with some of the barbecue folks. And I think we're going to be trying to do some things and connecting with the St. Croix Foundation to kind of find out what might be helpful. I know they've got a great culinary program there with C-Tech. They've got a lot of great ways on the food side that they outreach. And I've been down there helping with their food and wine event a couple times as well. So I'm hoping they're able to put that on again in the spring. Have you heard, or
definitely.
Is it, everything's on hold?
I was just at Taste of St. Croix. I was like, Dane should be here. It was
thank you.
Earlier this year.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, you know, go to an event, they think, well, where's DJ Manny? They think he should be here. And you've traveled around the world in pursuit of your dream and the passion, and a lot of things on the recording side has taken you a bunch of different places on the travel side. And of course, you're here in Chicago. But a guy that, a legend, basically, you got to work and collaborate with is Donny Osmond. Now, you think of it, and of course, there's lots of fans here in Chicagoland for Donny and all the things that he's done in his career and with the family over the years. But it doesn't sound like a natural fit, right? Did you guys hit it off like right away?
Yeah, the guy's a legend, and like he's one of the coolest people I've known in my life. Like, it's just such an honor.
Is that true?
He really is.
Because like, you know, he's very talented.
He has
you know,
an almost angelic vibe. You talk to this guy, right. Like you're talking to an angel. You know.
You know, he was the star of Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah, I know. So he was an angel before.
So that angelic vibe comes very naturally. So talk a little bit about the project. I think we're going to have a link at WGNradio.com, or maybe we'll play a little bit later on in the program. But talk about getting together and kind of creating a song that is, you know, very DJ Manny, but also some Donny Osmond.
Yeah, so it originally happened through Twitter. So that was really cool. Donny Osmond hit me up on Twitter, and I was like, Donny, thanks for following me. And he was like, Manny, you need to remix one of my songs for my Vegas show. And I was like, Donny, no. We're not doing any remixes, Donnie. We need to do an original song. So I came up with an idea for a song. It's called No. And I just started writing lyrics about just how I felt, about just trying to make it through life and just make it through things, you know? And he understand how I felt, and we just started working on the track. And next thing you know, we have this amazing track. The music video has done super amazing, over a million hits. So, like,
well, just, you know, when it comes to the social media side and kind of getting some attention out there, you're kind of great at that, right? So it's one of those things. So talk a little bit about some of, for the listeners that are the uninitiated, may not know, talk a bit about some of the social media stuff that you do and your presence out there.
Wow. I'm like in the 1% of people on Twitter, like the top thousands. And, you know, there's like over a million, just millions of people on Twitter and those social media platforms. So, it's just like I've just been networking and connecting people and just like just going with the flow of things, you know, and that's how that Donny Osmond collaboration happened. That's how a lot of things happen.
Well, when it comes to going with the flow, and sometimes the flow is a positive thing, and sometimes it's things that you have to kind of, you know, have your life take a left turn because of challenges that are out there, natural disasters and things like that. So here you are, you find yourself
definitely
in Chicago,
uh-huh,
of all places. And I've been a cheerleader for Chicago with you for many, many years, you know, and I'm saying, of course, the winter's a little bit tough and it's going to be a little different than St. Croix. And remember, you're only a plane ride away to get back to some beaches somewhere and enjoy some of that. But as far as opportunities and some of the great things that are happening, Chicago's a great place to be. So what are you looking, what have you done so far in the last maybe month or so that you've been here? And then what are you looking forward to?
I've been eating a lot of pizza, deep dish pizza. Pizzas all day. That's like my number one hobby here in Chicago. And I've been getting into other things like PR work, and I'm going to be doing some cool stuff with a lot of cool companies around here.
So we'll stay tuned for that. We'll see what's going on. So if people want to follow you and keep their hand on the pulse of all things DJ Manny and find out where it is you're going for pizza, or maybe make some suggestions to you, right, if they've got an idea of a place that you should go, or just kind of keep up with the adventures on the PR side, give a little bit of the social media out so people know where to get you.
Yeah, so it's at DJ Manny, DJ Manny on Twitter, DJ Manny on Instagram. And those are my main spots. You can also find me on DJManny.com, DJManny.com.
So thanks, Manny. Thanks for being in town. Good to see you. We know we're going to keep in touch and highlight some of the things, keep us up to speed on all the projects. And thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you so much, Dane.